Unusually warm conditions will continue to occur across a big part of the Midwest and Plains as we go forward through the next several days. This will continue until an upper-level low-pressure system crosses over the Rocky Mountain region and reaches into the Plains, and at that point we'll see an opportunity for rain and thunderstorms to develop along with some cooling conditions. Much of this will initially begin to occur as we finish out the weekend and be more significant in the early to middle part of next week. The upper-level low-pressure system will eventually be ejected out through the upper parts of the Midwest, and a trailing cool front will pass through the heart of the Midwest and parts of the Delta. And when that takes place, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms increase. But until we get to that point in time, precipitation will be somewhat limited. We do expect to see some rain and thunderstorms scattering through the Ohio River Basin and the northern parts of the Delta over the next few days, with Thursday and Friday probably being the wetter days. A quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, perhaps a couple of counties getting a little bit more, will be the result of that. We're not expecting it to have a huge long-term impact. That particular region is plenty wet already, so additional moisture in that area will likely keep the ground wet. We're also watching some drying tendencies for the southeastern corner of the U.S. and also the lower parts of the Delta. These areas will continue to see daily highs in the 70s and 80s and will likely see a fair chance of a rather quick rate of drying taking place. Now, there will be a few showers around periodically, so we're not just going to be absolutely dry, but the precipitation that falls is going to be somewhat limited, and with the warmth hanging in there, we'll probably see a steady rate of drying. So conditions will become ideal for planting in the Carolinas and Georgia, Alabama, northern Florida, even the lower parts of the Delta, at least for a number of days, if not a week or 10 days. But eventually the soil is going to firm up, and it looks to me like the pattern we're experiencing right now this week will likely be repeated as we move into the second half of this month. Another period of warm weather in the middle of the country with cooling taking place in the far western states will likely allow for the whole setup to repeat itself, and that will put the southeastern states in a continued bias for lighter than usual precipitation and ongoing warm weather. The heart of the Midwest will see a good mix of weather, and we'll see soil temperatures rise and fieldwork beginning as we move deeper into this month. And again, I don't expect precipitation to be very substantial. The upper-level low-pressure system coming out of hard red wheat country late this weekend through the first half of next week will bring additional showers and thunderstorms to a fair amount of the Midwest, and the precipitation will certainly be welcome after all the days of relatively drier and warmer biased conditions. However, we don't expect the upper parts of the region to see a tremendous amount of rain. Perhaps a quarter to three-quarters of an inch will occur, which will be welcome, but relative to the warm weather that we're seeing all this week, we're going to need greater amounts of moisture than that in order to bring the soil back to an adequate level of moisture. That the temperature outlook specifically is going to continue to be quite warm biased, especially the further west you go. Yesterday's temperatures in the 80s across a fair amount of the central and southern plains will be repeated multiple days in a row here as we move forward. The high temperatures, though, in the eastern parts of the Midwest will probably not be quite as impressive as far as being warmer than normal in the same level, at least not for a couple of days. High temperatures this afternoon will run mostly in the 50s and 60s in the far northernmost parts of the Midwest. The southern three-fourths of the region will be in the 70s, with a few 80s peppered across the region from Kansas into the Ohio River Valley. The showers expected Thursday and Friday will limit the 80-degree occurrences in the lower parts of the Midwest, but most other temperatures across the region will stay about the same. Daily highs in the upper 50s and 60s in the extreme north. Everybody else will be mostly in the 70s. And as we move on into the latter part of the forecast period this weekend into early next week, we'll see the 80-degree temperatures becoming more common in the lower Midwest, while very little change occurs in the upper parts of the region. The earliest that cooling will take place will probably be around midweek next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.